This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. So it was all about consumer behavior, that story from Megan was, right? Well, here's another one about how what consumers do affects how they buy, corporate merger division. The publisher McGraw-Hill says it is going to spend $5 billion to buy Cengage. That's another big textbook publisher. It would create the second biggest textbook provider in the country. The deal would a deal getting done because consumers of textbooks, students, of course, have been giving that dusty old textbook business a run for its money. Marketplace Justin Ho is on that one.
Textbook prices have skyrocketed over the last 20 years. But lately, that's starting to change, says Alex Neal at campusbooks.com, a comparison shopping site for textbooks.
So prices actually have decreased for the first time in living memory.
That's because the demand for textbooks is falling. Students are renting books or buying used books online, even borrowing them from friends. As a result, Rachel Fishman at the nonpartisan think tank New America says publishers have come up with a few tricks of their own.
Publishers have gotten really smart in creating digital systems that students have no choice but to buy into and that they can't escape.
Digital textbooks with subscription fees, online homework, and course codes that can't be resold. Frederick Mishkin is a professor at the Columbia Business School and the author of over 20 economics textbooks. He's working on his first digital-only textbook right now.
And that's the future of the industry if they can get it right.
Mishkin says digital books can benefit students if they're geared at adding to the learning experience.
Every time the student's reading something, you're giving them some feedback. You're making them actually do some little exercise so that they actually are reading more carefully.
McGraw-Hill and Cengage say they plan to expand digital offerings if the merger goes through. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.